Good afternoon, everybody. We have a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where we're told the following. Amar Rav Zeira, and this is really a sentiment that is found throughout Chazal many, many times. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav, Rava Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim B'nei Malachim. If the earlier generations are considered in our eyes to be like angels, to be like Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim, then we have to take a perspective that we are a notch down or many notches down. We are considered like the children of human beings. However, says the Gemara, Im Rishonim B'nei Anashim, if you look at the earlier generations as human beings, Anu Kechamorim, that is the comparison that we have between ourselves and the earlier generations. And from here, the Gemara is trying to convey to us that there is some sort of Yiridas Adoris, there is some sort of limitation that our generation has because previous generations were so much greater than we are. We have a very similar sentiment in the Gemara Maseches Yuma in the first parak, where we're told the following, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tovat Ziparnon shel Rishonim Mikreso shel Achronim. The fingernails of the earlier generations, it's a euphemism, but it means that even the simplest comment of the earlier generations were greater than Kresom shel Achronim, were greater than the entire bodies and everything that was represented by later generations. Amarle Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan and he says, really? Is that really the case that the earlier generations were greater? Adarabba, Achronim Adifi, aren't we greater? That here we are, we find ourselves in Gullus, we have a Shibud Malchius, we have so much distraction, we have so much going on, and yet we still make time to study Torah, we still make time for Avodas Hashem. Doesn't that mean that we're greater? Earlier generations didn't have the internet, and didn't have all the problems that we have, and didn't have all the challenges, and all the overdoses, and everything else, and yet, with all of that, we're still studying Torah, that means that we're greater. So Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, you're right, you have a point, however, Biro Tochiach, we can prove from the fact that there's a Beis HaMikdash, that obviously the earlier generations were greater. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Shechazra l'rishonim v'lo chazra l'achronim. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but it was brought back for earlier generations, which means obviously that they were in some way superior, that they were greater than we are. And here we are for thousands of years waiting around, and yet we do not have the opportunity to have a Beis HaMikdash in our lifetime. And therefore, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we assume that earlier generations were greater. And yet, although we have such a feeling that Chazal share with us in many different places, yet the Rambam writes in Ilchas Mamrim that although that is the case that we assume earlier generations are greater, the Rambam says it does not mean that the halacha stopped there. The halacha is a Toras Chaim, it is a developing process. It doesn't mean that we make new things up, but it means that we have to reassess in every generation, not we, but the Gedolim of every generation have to reassess how to apply the halacha to the generation that is living. And therefore, says the Rambam, Bezdin hagadol shedarshu ba'achas min hamidos, kefi ma shenira be'enehem shahadin kach. If you have a Bezdin that convenes and discusses what the halacha should be for a certain circumstance that comes up, and they decide that the halacha is X, v'danu hadin, and they pass in the shayla, and they let everybody know that this is what the halacha is, and then many years later, another Bezdin comes along. Obviously, they're qualified Tamidei Chachamim, but they're not as great as those who were before, right? So we don't have Rabbi Kiva Eger today, and we don't have the Beis Yosef on our Bezdin, and we don't have the Minchas Chinuch. We don't have all these people, but we have qualified Tamidei Chachamim for our standards, who come together and say that we think we should challenge the Psak that was made many generations ago, says the Rambam. And they want to be soser, that psak. They want to dismantle the psak that was given many generations earlier. Harezes soser v'dan kefi masha nir be'enav. Says the Rambam, they have a right, as long as they are qualified Tamidei Chachamim, who are accepted by the generation, they have a right to undo and to challenge that which was already decided by earlier generations. Shenemar, as the Rambam says, we learn from the pasuk, El ha-shofet asher yiyah bayamim mahem, your obligation is to follow the Talmidei Chachamim of our generation. We don't look back, obviously we have a Mesorah, and the Mesorah is very important, but if our generation's Talmidei Chachamim tell us that they challenged something that came before, that is something that we have to take very seriously. Why do I mention this? Because there's a story in this week's Parsha which seems like a very simple story, and I've always found it to be extremely empowering and very inspiring when you think about it from a particular perspective. In our parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is faced with the issue of people being bitten by the snakes. And we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu makes the Nachash HaNachoshes. Moshe Rabbeinu does that after he creates this structure made out of some sort of metal. we know that anybody who looks at the Nachash HaNechoshes, v'chai, he now is given life. That person now was cured from all of their illnesses, from all of their ailments. And yet, that Nachash HaNechoshes was kept around because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Jewish people always to remember that incredible miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cured all of them. He was Rofei Cholim and he made all of them okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu left it there as a sign for the Jewish people on a big stick. It was around for 700 years, and all of a sudden comes along Chizkiyo HaMelech. 700 years later, and he challenges not just a great giant from previous generations, but Moshe Rabbeinu. He destroys something that Moshe Rabbeinu created. It's an amazing phenomenon when you think about it. If you had an artifact from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and something that Moshe Rabbeinu said specifically, I'm leaving it around in order that the Jewish people should learn from it, should be inspired by it, would you dare put your hands on such a thing? Would you dare challenge what Moshe Rabbeinu said is something that's vital for a generation to be inspired by? And Chizkiyo HaMelech, in a very brave fashion, the Psukim and Sefer Melachim tell us that he decides to take on Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk says, "Hu heisir es habamos." Chizkiyo HaMelech did a tremendous cleanup job throughout the Jewish people when he was in charge. So it says he got rid of all of the altars that were created to serve Avodah Zarah. Vishiber es hamatzevos, v'kareis es ha'asherah. He got rid of all the different places, the stations where people were serving Avodah Zarah. And, says the Pasuk, v'kiteis nachash ha'nechoshos asher asa Moshe. Chizkiyo HaMelech says, now that I'm destroying everything, that everyone's worshipping idols, I'm also going to destroy the nachash ha'nechoshos that Moshe Rabbeinu created. Why? Ki ad hayamim ha'ema, because in his days, hayu b'nei Yisrael mikatrim lo, the Jewish people were serving the Nachash HaNechoshes, they used it as an Avodah Zarah. That which Moshe Rabbeinu created to be the symbol of Emunah, the symbol of reminding ourselves of how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of how much He cares about us, of how He was willing to be Rofei Chol Basar, yet the Jews in the generation of Chizkiyo HaMelech and around that time in history were serving Avodah Zarah to that very item. Chizkiyo says, we can no longer accept what Moshe Rabbeinu made, and he destroys it. And the Gemara finds this very troubling. The Gemara Maseches Chulin, the first parak, says, how can it be? Efsher ba asa velo biaro. There were great people who came around to the world before Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sorry, before Chizkiyo HaMelech. Asa was one of the Jewish kings. Yehoshaphat was one of the Jewish kings. They were trying to clean up the act in the Jewish community, and yet none of them thought to destroy the Nachash HaNechoshes. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu made. You, Chizkiyo HaMelech, have the chutzpah, you come along, and you decide on your own to destroy what Moshe Rabbeinu created when no one before you thought to do such a thing? Everybody saw that it was being inappropriately used. Everybody saw that it was being used for purposes of Avodah Zarah, and nobody thought of destroying it. And you, Chizkiyo HaMelech, decide to destroy it, says the Gemara. Yes. Makom hinichu lo avosav lehizgaderbo. What you learn from here is, says the Gemara, that in every generation, there is work left over to be done. Even though Chizkiyo HaMelech would never compare himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chizkiyo HaMelech would never say he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, but he understood that Makom hinichu lo lehizgaderbo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world to do something. And he wanted me to accomplish something great for the Jewish people. And even though there were many who came before me who didn't think of doing what I'm doing, but it doesn't mean that what I'm doing is wrong. It doesn't mean that the idea that I had, it doesn't mean that that which I want to implement is something that is incorrect. And the Gemara tells us that after Chizkiyo HaMelech did this, hodu lo chachamim, the chachamim told him he did the right thing. It was a very courageous act. It was a dangerous thing to do. I'm sure at the time people were screaming and yelling, how can you destroy what Moshe Rabbeinu made? But Chizkiyo HaMelech did the right thing. So the Medrash expands upon this and explains it more explicitly. The Medrash writes, Matzina, we find Chizkiyo HaMelech Yehuda, kites nechash ha'nechoshes asher asa Moshe. He destroyed, as we said, that which Moshe Rabbeinu created. Ki bi'od hayamim ha'em, because in those days, Ho Yisrael mekatrim lo vayikra lo nechashtan. The Jews were bowing down to the Nachash HaNechoshes, totally the opposite of what Moshe Rabbeinu had intended, but that's what happened. Ra Moshe lios la'oz b'Yisrael lizkor nisei Elokeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had constructed this Nachash HaNechoshes in order that everybody for all eternity should remember the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no way for him to eternalize the memory of Kriyas Yamsuf. There was no way for him to eternalize the memory of Kabbalah Satorah. So he said, I'm going to hold on to this miracle. I'm going to make a symbol that everybody will remember for all posterity. What happened? The great miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. V'chalashanim she'avru mimos Moshe ad Chizkiyo. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Chizkiyo, more than 700 years. Lo kitato adam. No one dared to lay their hands on that. Lo Melech, Lo Navi, there were plenty of Nevi'im along the way. Nobody bothered to touch it. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's item that was made to be one of the highlights of the Jewish community. Ad Sheba Chizkiyo. All of a sudden, Chizkiyahu HaMelech comes along, and he says that he's going to destroy it. Kama asidus asher Moshe Rabbeinu. How many times did Moshe Rabbeinu give prophecy of what would happen later on in history? Moshe Rabbeinu warned us throughout Chumash about things that would happen later on, that he had no awareness of his own. Obviously, it was a nevuah. Lahaya yodea ki Yisrael asidin lahaktilo. And yet, this very incident, Moshe Rabbeinu was not made aware of. Moshe Rabbeinu was not told that later on in history, he would be the one to be the cause of a problem for the Jewish people. How can it be HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to be at the seat of the evil? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the cause of the destruction of the Jewish people later on? Elakach derech ha'olam, says the Medrash. This is the way of the world. Zebidoro v'zebidoro. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon HaNaviim, and he was the greatest Navi and the greatest Tzaddik, and Pel Pel Adabarbo, and we say Achakalo b'chayim sheyavo. That's not the only Animamin, there are many others. We talk about the famous ones. What about the Animamin that says there's no one that can ever surpass Moshe Rabbeinu? It's true. But yet, says the Medrash, we believe along with that, that there are others who have the ability to influence their own generation. And says the Medrash, Kula misharsim es alokeinu be'emes, nikraim avadav, every leader of every generation has a right to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way he feels is the correct way. Even if sometimes it's challenging people who are so much greater than he is. There cannot be one person who's able to take care of all future generations. This is the way it works. That in every generation, the Ribbono Shel Olam puts leaders there to deal with the challenges of their generation. And sometimes it means even breaking the item of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an incredible story. It's an amazing story. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Shem Olam, he has there a discussion about Limud HaTorah, and he says, Al Yachshiv HaAdam HaLomid. He says, sometimes you have young people who are starting to learn, and they open up a Gemara for the first time, or they open up a Chumash, and they're starting to get acquainted with what it means to learn Torah, and they say to themselves, what am I doing this for? What am I going to contribute to the story of the Jewish people? What is it possible for me to bring forward that no one has ever thought of before? You know how many Svarim there are on the shelves? Anybody look into a library? You see how many Svarim are coming out today? What do they need me for? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Al Yachshava Adam Alome, don't ever have such a perspective. The Sugya Zukvar Biru Asagadolim Shelefanenu, you'll say, Rabbi Kiva Eger already learned the Sugya, and he had everything that there was to say, and the Mechaber already went through it. What more can I add? And the Mishnah Berurah came later on. Everybody came before me. What is my potential that I can ever bring forth from that which I am learning? And he says, this is a mistake, Al Yomar HaAdam Kein. Don't ever have that perspective. Why? Because Be'emaz Yesh L'Chalechad Be'echad Chadrei Chadarim B'Torasim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, every individual in every generation has a right to take and to allocate their place in Torah and to actually make something meaningful of it. And just because someone before you may not have said what you said, it does not mean that what you're saying is incorrect. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, we learn this from Chizkiyahu HaMelech. This is the story, and this is what it teaches us, that everybody has the opportunity to do something positive and to contribute in a very positive way. Now, the problem with such a statement is that it can be taken out of context. And you'll say, well, that means every person has a right to say whatever they want in any generation, even though it's challenging the great minds of previous generations. So where do you draw the line? So the Chasam Sofer writes on that Gemara Maseches Chulin, he says the following. Vadai lav kol harotze litel es Hashem itel. This does not mean that anybody who stands up has the right to decide on their own how they are going to interpret the Torah. It does not mean that I could open a pasuk in Chumash and make new drushas against that which Chazal said. That is certainly not what this means. Says the Chasam Sofer. Even though the Gemara tells us makom hinichilu avosav, even though it says that they made room for Chizkiyahu HaMelech to do what he did, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech took on Moshe Rabbeinu, but still he says, haremi Moshe Rabbeinu ad Chizkiyahu lamatzinu zeh. For 700 years, nobody dared to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu, which means he had 700 years of consistency, 700 years of Klal Yisrael doing exactly the same thing, what they were always supposed to do, what they were told by Moshe Rabbeinu, and no one dared to challenge it. So, once every 700 years, you have a Chizkiyahu HaMelech who comes along, and he's the greatest Baal Tshuva, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech gets the entire Jewish people, he galvanizes them to come back to Hashem. So there you have an opportunity for a person, makom hinichalo avosav, that's where he has the right to change and to challenge that which came before. But write the Chasam Sofer, notice, and don't forget that for 700 years in the interim period, nobody dared to challenge anything. So this is not just an open invitation for everybody to do whatever they want. And then the Chasam Sofer goes further and he says, he quotes something from Rabbi Shvira ago, and he says, we say every day in our davening, So says the Chasam Sofer, it's a pidgam amami, I guess you call it today. It's a famous saying, says the Chasam Sofer, that anyone who's oseh chadashos is baal melchamos. If a person lives through life always wanting to make a chiddush and challenge everything that came before them, says the Chasam Sofer, that's a baal melchamos. You're making problems for the Jewish people. That's not the way of the Jewish people. Obviously, we have to understand everything that came before us. And there's a place and a time for chiddush once in a while. But writes the Chasam Sofer, a person whose perspective in life always is that we always have to make a chiddush, and we have to be the one to push the envelope, and we have to be the one to make some new innovation and to challenge everything that came before us, says the Chasam Sofer, that is not to be learned from Chizkiyahu HaMelech. That is not the message. So the Chasam Sofer writes, he bemoans the fact that there's some old-style Talmidei Chachamim out there. Chasam Sofer writes, there were some of us out there who weren't interested in the chiddush all the time, who all we wanted to do was to understand that which came before us and to transmit that to our children and to our Talmidim. And he said, we have friends who, kisha'ada mora halacha bipshuta, when a person just says the halacha, the straightforward way in which it was intended to be taught, people look over at them and say, ein b'tshuva zu chiddush. How do you say such a thing? There's no chiddush in what you're saying. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's not always so important to have a chiddush. Once in a while, it's important that we also just transmit that which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, and that all the great Nevi'im and all the great Tzaddikim and all the great leaders and Talmidei Chacham taught us before our time. Once you surpass all of that and you are the Chasam Sofer and you are Chizkiyahu HaMelech and your people like that ilk of that nature, then writes the Chasam Sofer, that's when a person has a right to challenge the status quo and to think about that which was done before and to figure out whether or not it's appropriate for the generation that we live in, or perhaps it should be reconsidered, which is why the Chasam Sofer in a number of tshuvas he has later on in Chelek Vav, in his tshuvas he has a discussion about. He says, nowadays that we have a printing press, it seems that everybody has the ability to print whatever they want. He said, in previous generations, such svarim would never be on the shelves. Who would ever think of printing such a chiddush? Who would ever pay all the money? Who would ever find a sponsor to print all these things, these new ideas? These chiddushim were worthless. Says the Chasam Sofer, the old system wasn't so bad. There was a reason why many things, min hashamayim, the way it was that they were never printed, because they never should have been printed. Not every chiddush is roi litfus, says the Chasam Sofer. Not every time that a person has a challenge, or a new idea, or a new interpretation, not always is every book worthy. So it's true, they sell them in the stores, and it's interesting, and it's nice, but not always is that the right way to go, writes the Chasam Sofer. And he says it's important that although we should feel empowered by the story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and understand that yes, Yiftach Bedora Kishmul Bedora, and every Talmud Chacham has a right in every generation to decide for their time how it is that they're going to implement the laws of the Torah and how we're going to live by them. But at the same time, writes the Chasam Sofer, it's important as well to understand that sometimes Oseh Chadashos is Baal Melchamos. A person who thinks too much about Chiddush, a person who thinks too much about challenging the status quo, is sometimes a person who's too involved in making Melchamos. He's changing the status quo too much, and he's not really furthering the cause of what the Jewish people are all about, and the Mesorah that we stand for is one which has to be transmitted in a very, very careful way. Rav Hanani ben